65, right? Okay, we're going live. We're live.
Ooh.
We got to come in with the Elden Ring music, Char. It's necessary today.
Must we?
We have to. It's our duty.
It's your duty. It's not mine.
to pump everybody up. Yes. No, we got a little bit of Elden Ring to talk about. We got a new trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but just the fact that we're less than a week away. So this is the episode before Game of the Year, Char.
Oh my god. Yeah.
It's wild, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a historic event.
Yeah.
But we do need to tweet all this out and stuff. You guys are watching live. We appreciate you. Go ahead and share this across your social media platforms.
Listening afterwards, also share it across your media
platforms.
Of course.
The audio on demand listeners, you guys are the backbone, I would say, to the podcast.
The backbone of the backlog.
Yeah. And so share it. We'll hit the like button if you're here watching on YouTube. And we're going to get to this show right now.
Yeah.
After I share the stream. Right?
Ah. Yeah. That would help, I would imagine.
I mean, you know, I don't have a lot of followers, but it helps.
No, just a little bit, you know.
Damn, so...
What's up, Chet?
Yeah, what's up? What's going on, everybody?
Damn, I didn't even look at your followers on Twitter. I'm not going to talk about that, but...
What, is it impressive?
No, it's pretty impressive!
Yeah, I do all right.
Yeah. I'll never crack that 1K, but it's fine.
Twitter is interesting. I feel like it's like a... You just kind of play on the line a little bit. You know, you get a little spicy sometimes. Not too over the board, not too crazy, but you just get spicy enough to get engagement.
Yeah.
While keeping, you know, professionalism.
Twitter's fake anyway.
Maybe a little fake, maybe. Nah, I think it's more like you got to kind of repress your craziness a tad, I guess. But what's up, everybody? We are here live for episode 65 of The Backlog. We got a lot to talk about. Char, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing so good. I had a long session yesterday of just gaming. Oh, feels good, man. Oh my god. Tell you what, man.
We're gonna talk about what you've been playing.
Holy shit. Well, can we talk about what you've been playing first?
Should we?
Yeah.
I guess I could show it up on the screen for the live viewers. I've been playing this little game called Lost Ark. On
it's
PC.
Little game, Jesus.
It's right. Only like the top like Steam game
right now. For the how many people I don't know that don't know about Lost Ark and come into the stream are like, what the fuck is this game?
Well,
explain to the people what Lost Ark is, please.
I feel like you're being kind of sarcastic because it is like a big ass game, but with my audience,
there's
like,
legit people that don't know.
That's what I'm about to say. I'm like, yeah, for my audience, people who come through for us, there are a lot of console gamers, so they might not know about this game. So it's on PC.
They really don't know.
It's like an MMO action RPG, right? And the action RPG part of it, I think, is what got me enticed to play it.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, because it's got like, you know, it's got some story to it. It's got some, sure. I don't know, something about it. But this is typically not a kind of game I play.
Hold on.
What's up?
It's got... Would you say it has plot?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. A little bit. Yeah, but it's more... It is like an MMO. So for me, this is, you know, I'm the noob when it comes to MMOs. If you guys are part of our Patreon, patreon.com/thebacklogpod, you would see that I played Final Fantasy XIV with Char. Char taught me. That was one of our, like, Patreon exclusives. Over there, and I was super noob at that time.
Guys, if you just give us like What's the tier for that anyways? I don't remember. Anyways, if you go onto the Patreon and you just give us money to watch that video and then you F off, like, please do that, because those videos are like so great to watch. I love them.
They're pretty funny. Like, I was cringing at myself a little bit after the fact, because like, you had told me, you know, what I was doing wrong after and stuff like that. It's crazy.
We've talked about it, but she didn't know how to use skills for like the first like 30 minutes of combat. And I'm like, she's like, why am I dying? And I'm like, are you using your skill? And I had like explained the skills to her and she hadn't. It was great.
Went over my head. Apparently I wasn't paying attention or
anyways,
I don't know. It was fun. But anyways, that was kind of my like tiptoe into the pool of MMO, dip my toe in. And then now I'm kind of like, you know, waist high a little bit. Kind of checking out the MMO stuff a little bit.
It's hard to say. Maybe not yet. But that's only because this game, Lost Ark, is so familiar. Like, the control scheme is more familiar. Right. Final Fantasy is not something you're used to, right? That's why you had like a little bit more time with that. So, I mean, going into Lost Ark, it's literally just like you point your cursor and you do the skills and you fucking kill mobs. Like, that's literally like the beginning of the game, so it's like really easy for people to get into. I think it's gonna be hard to master, but I mean, there's that difficulty spike if you want it.
Yeah, it does remind me of like Diablo a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
Games like that. Yeah. It's like you get all these enemies and you just use your skills, like you said, and dodge away. And then they'll like line you up and let you know where the attacks are going to come from. Like the bigger enemies and the bosses, it gives you like a radar or whatever. And you just avoid that and you just take them down. And then you do these little mission or quests. I always say missions. Quests.
Missions. I mean, they're whatever.
Side quests, whatever. All that stuff. And you level up and then you can co-op. Yeah. And I actually did try that last night. I did meet up with Hustle, who I think is in the chat. Shout out to Hustle. And then Crow, we met up and we were in the same game. We were in the same server. But Hustle was just learning. So we were just kind of teaching him a little bit. We didn't really do anything together, like a dungeon or anything. But hopefully next time, we can do something like that. But that's what I've been playing. it's been cool. Yeah. I like it. It's a beautiful game. The characters are freaking hot. I mean, what more do you need? Yeah. And I created a character and she was awesome. And actually, you have two characters now. Every server, you need a different character or whatever if you're going to go to different servers. So that's why. But yeah, it's cool. Do we want to get into what you're playing or should we wait?
That's up to you.
Should we do the Elden Ring thing later? Or
are you too excited to do the Elden Ring thing to sit through my monologue?
We might be here a minute with you talking about Horizon.
No, I don't know.
Should we leave it up to the chat? Maybe the chat could help us decide for once. Like, you guys want to see us react to the Elden Ring trailer? I feel like we should just do the trailer. We should.
So many listeners on the podcast. It's what literally just going to be us reacting to a video that none of the audio listeners
That's
can see.
That's true. I didn't think about that. That is true. Mm-hmm.
You didn't think about that? Erica doesn't think about this like a podcast.
Because I'm thinking about it in a live situation.
That's fair.
Well, when you put it that way.
No, here's the thing. It'll still work. I think it should be maybe the last thing we do. Because we're going to do a countdown for anybody who doesn't know. We're going to do a countdown so you can like, you know, if you have the video open anywhere, you can watch us react or hear us react, I guess.
I was just going to say, when you put it that way, it has me thinking now. We'll save that for the end then. That's fine. I could wait. I'm good. Right. I waited all day. It's been out for hours already. And I've managed to go this long. I think I'll be fine.
Oh, that's impressive, actually.
I know. So let's talk about what you've been playing.
I mean, I picked up Horizon Forbidden West yesterday. Let's go!
On that PS4, right?
Oh, yeah. We should mention I'm playing on PS4.
Talk about it.
Which, honestly... Like, Dave was saying, shout out to Simron Dave, but, like, Dave was saying that he had seen, like, things on PS4 and it looked fine on PS4. I'm like, of course it looks fine on PS4. PS4 is actually still fucking good. I don't know why you fucking idiots are like, oh my god, PS5 is dead. Yeah, I know. I know it's better, okay? But, like, PS4 got some shit going on still, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm playing on PS4. Obviously, it's capped at 30 frames. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. And it looks great because it's still running on the same engine as the first game. And the first game, if you remember, also looked fucking amazing. So, like, of
Beautiful.
course, they're gonna be comparable. It might be a little bit, like, more upscaled and stuff. But I've got, like, obviously there's gonna be problems with it. I'm not blind to the problems with the graphics. Like, there's, like, texture pop-ins still, even though I have all the textures downloaded. Like, there was a part in the first seconds of the game where she's climbing on nothing, and then it like popped in the
Oh
cliff that she was
no.
supposed to be climbing. That was kind of funny. But like that's like really the only thing. And I can get around that. I don't give a fuck. So the loading is long. I don't feel like the loading is long, but I have lots of patience for that kind of shit because I'm used to it. Like I don't know if that's good or bad, but like I'm used to it. So, like I have a lot of like I have a high tolerance threshold. Right, for what I'm gonna like expect from a game and like what I see in a game. So like I know it's not perfect. I'm not an idiot. But I'm also not gonna sit here and be like, it's the fucking best game ever, but then it's like, you know, whatever. Like I'm enjoying it. Like the bottom line is that you enjoy a game. Is that not the point? Is that
Yeah.
not the point of playing video games?
Wait,
Is that
wait,
you
wait,
enjoy?
whoa, 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 whoa. You're saying we play games for fun? Is that what you're saying?
Wait. Shit. Did I say that?
Is that
Fuck. I don't know. Maybe.
what you're saying?
Yeah. So, like, I mean, people coming through and they're like, "Hey, you enjoying the game?" It's like, "Fuck yeah, I'm enjoying the game. Of course I'm enjoying it." Is it game of the year? Probably not. But it's a really fucking solid game. At least on PS4. And PS5, obviously, probably knocking it out of the water with the fucking graphics of what they've done in that game. Insane.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I'm not like if you guys were sitting good at, if you guys came to this podcast thinking that Shara is gonna say, "Oh my God, Horizon Game of the Year," it's not happening. Okay, I know it's not gonna be Game of the Year. However, I will riot in the streets, right? If Ashley Burch does not win something for her performance in that game, because holy shit, okay, holy shit, she
Okay.
still does that character so well. Also, all of the characters, like I don't know if it's like the mocap in this game, like it just got better over time, or like what they did, but like I'm invested in like side quest characters. I'm invested. These
Okay.
characters are written so well. Like I'm really enjoying like the script. I'm really enjoying the characters. I'm really obviously I love the world already, so that's like established or whatever. I will say I'm kind of missing out because the last time I played Horizon Zero Dawn was like 5 years ago. So I don't remember a lot of like the
Was
like
it? I thought
subtle.
you played
Yeah.
it more recently. Or was it, I'm thinking the
No.
DLC maybe?
The last time I touched the DLC was it Frozen Wilds came out in like a year after the game, right? So 2018. I looked this up yesterday.
It's so
I think
crazy.
so the last time at least the last time I played the game was maybe 2018, 2000, maybe 19. So like it's been a minute. Like, and I don't remember a lot of like the subtle plot points. So a lot of like the side characters that have been like showing up in the beginning of the game, she's like, "Oh yeah, that person. Oh yeah, that person." And I'm sitting here, and I'm like, I don't remember half these characters. What the fuck? I also don't remember a lot of like the plot points. It does an overarching like recap of the first game in the first like 5 minutes. It gives you like a little like last time on, you know. But like even that doesn't like go into depth of like what happened in the game, which there's not a lot of plot in Horizon Zero Dawn. I will admit, I know it's like light on the plot, but even then there are like little like threads and shit with like side characters or like other characters that like you could follow and you follow through the game. And now I've forgotten all of that, so like a lot of like the stuff that's like in this game now is not hitting as hard because there's like
I see.
I'm like going through the game and I'm like, am I supposed to remember who that is? Like
So you kind of wish you played it, I guess, recently, Horizon Zero Dawn, to kind of
yeah, I wish I
refresh.
would like refresh my memory a little bit. But I mean, it's not terrible. Like I said, they do like that little bit of like a recap. And like the big plot points is this guy is doing this and we need to do that. So it's fine. It's fine. But yeah, so that's the me problem. That's the me
Yeah,
problem.
it's
I
probably
should have
more
played the first
you.
one. I should have played the first one again. But whatever, it's fine.
I could have sworn you played it like more recently. Even in the chat, yeah. They're thinking 2020. It just seems, maybe because time is just flying, so it just seems time that
is,
way.
Time is fake, man. Time it's is fake. Crazy.
Yeah. What even is time like, anymore? For reals.
Like I beat the game. I beat the first game like in the year that it released. It, if you remember, it released in February of 2017.
Right. Dude, that's 5 years ago.
That's what I said. It's 5 years ago. I played the game 5 years ago. I don't remember shit about the plot. Are you kidding me?
I definitely don't, because that's when I played it. I played it 2017.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, that's a me problem, whatever. Everything else, like I said, there's like the pop-ins with the textures, so that's kind of annoying. It's not like crazy annoying to me, but I can understand how people would be annoyed. The combat is basically the same. Honestly, I'm going to tell you right now, there's not much in this game that they've added that's like different from the first game. I think the only thing I've noticed is obviously there's a new area, obviously there's new monsters, or machines, sorry. And then they added there's a die system, which I haven't gotten to use yet because I'm not far enough, but apparently there's a die system for your armor.
Okay, so you can color it and make it like different.
Okay, yeah, okay. I think there's some added armor, but there's also armor I've seen before, so you can like, there's... the skills are different. There's actual skill trees now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so heard. Which is
There's a board game.
I saw that. What's it called again?
Oh, I think it's called like Strike or something. Something Strike.
I saw that. Okay,
it's called Strike.
Tell me about that real quick, because when I saw tweets about that, I was like, huh? Are they trying to be like The Witcher? Like what's going on here?
Oh my god, dude.
Is it fluff? What is it?
I literally said that in when I was doing it in the Machine Strike. Thank you, Jeannie. It feels like The Witcher a little bit, where you've got like a whole ass like board game card and whatever you want in the game, and I'm like, okay, are they taking? They're taking notes, like they're taking. But here's the thing about that. There's skill points locked behind beating certain NPCs with that game.
Okay, that's good. That's cool.
So, and you get points. You get like skill points for doing like side quests and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know this easy. Each skill tree to complete it is 29 points. No, it's 29 nodes. And like it increases in skill points. So it's like the first area is like all 1 point, right? And then the next one is like 2 points. And then I'm assuming the third one is 3 points or whatever. So you have to get like quite a few points to like level up the skill trees that you want, right? So I can imagine I might have to like grind this Machine Strike out a little bit for some points. I might have to do it. What else is there? There's Machine Strike, and then there's a lot of like extra stuff. Obviously the trials from the first game are still there. So like the machine trials. Machine trials where you go and you like do that like challenge with like, I don't know, the Tripcaster or whatever, you do all of that. There's those are there again. And then there's another new one that's like a melee. It's like a combat ring where you test your melee against human opponents. So it's like a fight ring.
Oh, okay.
But it's only, I haven't tried it. I think it's melee and I think you can use your bow as well, but it's probably better just to use melee. Which, honestly, I think would only be good if you spec'd into like the melee skill tree, which I haven't really done, so I haven't really like gone and done that yet, so I don't know, I'll have to try it sometime. But there's a lot of this stuff I feel like you could do it like end game just for like extra, because I haven't really touched it. But
so yeah, you talked about the skill trees, just question about that, I guess, like 29 nodes or something you said. That's a lot to like level
there's 29 up. Nodes there's a lot
so
there's a lot
can you re-spec or re said it
I haven't
or no?
run I haven't run into anything respecing right now.
Okay, because like what if you go a certain way and you're like, I shouldn't have did that, you know? So are you kind of like committed, like if you go, because I think you could pick through like spear and like bow and like what you kind of
there's oh god
want to like main more, I guess. And so if you there's, go heavy yeah. on one, you know,
there's a tree for melee. There's like literally like it's like your playstyle kind of, right? So it's like your melee tree, and then there's a trap tree, there's a hunter tree, which is the bow, there is a there's a healing tree, not like healing tree, but it's like increases your efficiency with like items and healing items and stuff like that. And then there is a, oh God, there's a stealth tree. So like all of your stealth stuff is in that tree. And then the last tree is, oh, I'm going to forget. Oh, it's machine. You know how you can like override machines?
Override
and,
them, yeah. Let control them and
you
stuff.
You can ride them. You can like have them in battle. There's a whole tree for that now. So that's like,
okay.
You get like defense, or you get like your the time that you can control them is increased. Blah blah, all that stuff.
So it seems pretty well rounded to me. Like when you list them, it's like, okay, it's probably not so much an issue. Like as far as like, oh, I want to reset things. Like, cause I know. I think I heard someone else ask that question, and so I figure, well, I should ask you about that. But because I've been listening to like non-spoiler chat about this game, and they did say that too. Like, yeah, I don't know if we could reset, but it seems like I don't think I really need to. I think it seems
I really don't think you need to. Like anything you put into any of the trees, if you're like smart about it, I guess. Unless you don't know how you want to play the game, unless you like whatever. But I'm like multi-specking into like. Three main trees right now, and it's like not even a problem. Like,
you kind of struggling on this footage, by the way. I just saw you trying to climb, and you're what's going on right there?
Okay,
was it messing up?
So the way that they do this is not like some parts of this is like Uncharted. Like you can see where your handholds are, right?
Yeah, it's like yellow, right?
Yeah, but in this game, for the rock parts, there's like when you're scaling a structure. There'll be like parts that are highlighted in yellow, like always in yellow, on structures, only structures. Okay, remember this. So now you're like going around the world, right? And there's like rock faces, and you jump at a random rock face, and you're like, "What the fuck? I latched onto this one, but I can't latch onto this one." I learned later on that if you do like your what is it called? Your focus. If you use your focus pulse, it'll highlight the parts in the rock that she can actually climb on. Because it's not highlighted regularly, so you actually have to do a pulse, and it'll show you, like, it'll highlight it for a while. So I totally forgot about that, because I didn't use it in the first game. I didn't really use it in the first game. Also, I think they changed it from the first game. I think the first game had, like, more Uncharted, like, the rocks were, like, actually highlighted. But this game, they were like, fuck that. We're going to use the focus more.
Yeah, because, let me just say real quick that when I did watch people stream this game, I watched Maximilian and a couple others, yours for a little bit too. I feel like the focus, people are really using it more. Like it's more the focus, right? Yeah. You know, so I feel like you have to. Yeah. Like maybe that's, like you're saying, it's more intentional. They want you to use it more.
I think so. They definitely, it's the second game. She learned how to use it, basically, in the first game. Like, she learned how to use it and then use it for, like, make it work for her in the course of the first game. So this second game, she's like, she knows how to use it. It's got more information. So when you scan the monsters or when you scan the machines now, you can actually, like, you can do the same things you could do in the first game, right? You can see their weak points. You can see where they're walking. You can, like, track their movement. But you can also like right after you scan them, you can like, I don't know if you saw, but like you can like, there's like 5 pages of like information that you can just get from the machine right there, right then.
Damn.
I mean, there's a whole thing in the menu where you can look at it as well, but right there when you scan it for the first time, it'll show you like literally everything. It's crazy.
Wow. Crazy.
So yeah, it's definitely like, oh, she knows how to use this thing. There's more information available to her now. And now she's like, it's part of her. So like, they're trying to make that more, I don't know. They're trying to get you to use it more because she would use it more.
I see. So would you say, I know you did say you wish you played Zero Dawn more recently to remember the side characters and stuff like that. But so far, after 11 hours, by the way, have you mentioned your stream was 11 hours?
Okay, the stream is 11 hours. I think the gameplay is just under 11 hours.
So let's say 10 hours.
Sure.
10 hours in one sitting, you guys, which is wild. But after 10 hours,
it's
would
not
you...
wild. What are you talking about? Easy.
For
easy,
me, easy. That's like unheard of. But anyways, would you say, compared to what you remember about Zero Dawn and what you loved about it or didn't like or whatever, so far, is the story better in this game? Do you remember?
it's It's denser in the beginning of this game, I'll say.
Okay.
Because the beginning of the first game is, like, her as a child. It's, like, setting up her life, right? As, like, an exile or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not that exciting. I'll tell you that. Like, the beginning of the first game and that is, like...
It's a little slow. Yeah, it's got to build up. It's got to build up. It's got to... Yeah.
The beginning of this game, you play for, like, 2 or 3 hours, and that's just to get to the title card.
Okay. So it's a long, like prologue, sort of.
It's good. Like, and it's a good prologue. It definitely, like, I'll say, for story-wise, the prologue is good. Because it's, like, setting up like, what she needs to do for the rest of the game, right? She needs to go here. She needs to do this. Or, I guess, a short-term goal that'll probably lead to a long-time goal as I keep playing, or whatever. But, like, this beginning of the game sets up so much for, like, the movement and, like, what you're looking for in the world and, like, how to play the goddamn game. It's just, like, holy shit, so good. Like, yes. A lot of stuff in the beginning of the game is literally like, this is how you play this game, but also we're not gonna make you feel like you're stupid while you're doing it.
Gotcha.
Which is cool. I love it when games do that. That's really good game design. And then you get to the title card and it's fucking, oh shit! It's really, yeah.
Graphically, it probably hits right there, I could imagine. Like, it's panning over the areas. Like, I know there's gonna be a lot of panning.
Oh my god, there is so much panning, dude.
It's like she walks out. That's how I imagine it, because I haven't seen that part yet. But she walks out, and then it's like Horizon Forbidden West, and then it's like
it's kind of like that. But yeah, no, it's a really good introduction to the game. I will say that, better than the first one, obviously. But there's also like a lot more. Like I said, there's a lot more stuff that like it kind of just assumes you know in the beginning of the game because it is the sequel. So there's a lot of like stuff like established already, like. We already know. Oh, do I want to say spoilers?
Well, we know about her. We know about Aloy and what she is and who she is. So that's established.
That comes out in like the first. That's in the first part of the game. That's reestablished, right?
Right.
Like that's already like said.
Mm-hmm. And then the world too itself, like it's more understood, like what the hell's going on? Because the first one, you're kind of like you don't even know who Aloy is, right? And then
it
like
throws you. It really throws you the fuck in. Like it literally, like it's like, hey, remember this thing from the first game that she was trying to get so much? Yeah, she's still trying to do that. And like, I don't know how to say it without like going crazy. Like it's a good setup. It's a better setup than the first game. But the first game had to have that setup, I think. So I mean, you know, I think the pacing is better too.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear. Because anyways, well, I'll talk about it after this. The super chat, real quick. Hannibal says, "Game of the year, Ryzen."
Nah.
Shout out to Hannibal. He is filling this game. The anticipation for him has been crazy.
Oh, I know.
Because he comes to my streams. You know, I see this guy all the time. Hannibal. He's very supportive. You know, I appreciate you. He's here now in the chat, of course. I'll talk about my Elden Ring and what I'm anticipating. Like, I'm so excited. And he's just like, what about Horizon, Erica? He always got to make me remember. So I know he's been excited. He's loving the game so far. So that's good to know. Like, I see the ones who were really excited and, like, liked the first one a lot, it seems like they're happy. And that's good. And then hearing you just now say the pacing's better makes me feel more confident that I'll like it a little better.
I mean, take it with a grain of salt that the pacing is better because obviously it's got more to work with from the first game.
True.
But like, it's like, and the pacing is what you make it too, I will say, because I'm that person in an open world game that's like, I'm gonna go to all those nodes. I'm gonna find out what that question mark is. I'm gonna talk to that person for that side quest, and I'm gonna do that side quest right the fuck now. So a lot of it is for me is like, I feel like the pacing is good, but like the pacing is good if you're only doing story. It might be a little bit quick, but also at the same time, it's like, it definitely encourages you to go get those upgrades because you need them. Because like, I'm playing on normal, guys. And, like, there's some enemies, like, I don't want to fight right now.
What a scrub. No.
No, dude. Like,
I would play it on normal, too. I would.
Yeah,
there's no reason to go higher.
Fine. Like, I'm not great at the game, but I'm also not terrible at the game. But I've been caught out a couple of times with, like, enemies fucking kicking my ass. Because, like, when you get ganged up on by three enemies in this game, you might be in trouble if you can't, like, get out of that, right? So, I mean, yeah. There's a little bit of danger, which is nice, but it's not, like, impossible hard. You just need to be smart about it. But, so that's good. I think normal is a very good, like, very good difficulty. I think that there was also, I'm trying to remember if there was, like, other, how many difficulties there were at the beginning. I don't remember.
I was just about to ask that. Yeah, is there, like, three or four?
I know, obviously, there's three. There might be four.
Like, an extra hard?
Yeah. I think so.
Kind of like God of War.
Because God of War was like that. There might even be a casual mode. There might even be casual
mode. Journalist mode?
Wow.
You didn't want to do that mode, Char? You didn't want to do that
mode? I didn't think about that. I was going to play on easy, and then I was like, no, I put the first game. I'll play on normal. Fuck it. There's five difficulty settings.
Hannibal says five. I trust Hannibal.
Story, easy, normal, hard, very hard. And custom. Thank you, Jeannie.
What is custom? I guess like
custom. I would imagine you can like give yourself less health or more
like accessibility
more or whatever.
Accessibility
yeah.
options. I'm assuming because I heard yeah,
there's good accessibility too.
I heard they're good in this game, so that's a good thing for those who you know they might need it. Tune down the enemies yeah. maybe because I know like yeah, Last yeah. of Us 2 is like that. You could have them not flank you. You could have them you know like with enemies tune them down a little bit. So maybe it does that. I don't know.
Normal's pretty decent, yeah. Normal's balanced, yeah.
Keenan.
Keenan with the fucking...
Go ahead and read it.
Keenan with the super chat says, spoiler alert, there's nothing behind the waterfalls, 0 out of 10 game.
I checked behind
a couple waterfalls and there's like nothing there. I was like, really?
That's one of the highlights I saw when I was watching Max, because Max, right away, he sees a waterfall, he
you
went
gotta
in
check
there.
The waterfall.
He's like, oh how is there nothing behind these waterfalls? He's like, that's there's a miss, because he's just, that's like gamer things you do, you know? Like, yeah. You see it, and it's just like, because games used to do that. You would go behind the waterfall.
Is there a hole there? I'm going to go down it and see if there's something in there. Yeah. Is there a waterfall? There better be something behind it, or I'm going to be sad about it, all right?
It's too bad, because little things like that, it's just, like, something to, you know, explore and find, and it's like, ooh, what's in there, you know? So.
Yeah. A Wiseman says gyro aim is pretty cool. I don't think the PS4 has gyro aim. I would have...
The 5 does.
I don't know. The 5 does.
Yeah, yeah. You could, like, I saw that. You could, like, move it, and, like, to shoot your arrow and stuff. That's pretty cool.
Custom allows you to set the enemy health difficulty, Aloy damage taken difficulty separately, and turn off the loot. Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I see. Well, that's good. At least there's options, you know, for everyone. Right. Let me try and think if I have any other questions. Is there anything else you want to mention? You haven't yet?
I think I pretty much said everything. Like, it just feels... It looks better than the first game. Feels a bit better than the first game. I've already gotten, like, in the prologue, you get a tool already that, like, changes your game. What is it? It's not the hook shot. What is the fuck is it called?
Like the grapple?
Right? Yeah. You get the grapple in like the first like hours of the game. So yeah, that's already like an established part. There's parts in the beginning of the game I can't even touch yet.
Oh,
that's really cool.
So it's like you're going to backtrack later.
Oh, for sure.
Well, that's
like
cool.
I ran into a pit of like there's another underwater pit. And it was like, you don't have the apparatus to go farther, like deeper in this right now. And I was like, son of a bitch. And then there's like these weird, like I've run into the weird crystal walls and it's like, you can't do anything with this right now. And I'm like, God damn it. I need to come back.
There was one thing we did mention before we went live. Remember about the Sony templates and the Sony themes?
Oh my God.
Cause let me be bad cop a little bit.
Sure, so we make it a little spicy.
So what's going on? Let me know. Like, is the Sony boost up in there? They got these, you know how Sony with these games sometimes, like God of War, The Last of Us, those games. There's always those tropes and things that happen in those games. And it's just like, is that what's going on in here too as well?
I said on stream, I went to, this was like way later in the game. Or in the pod, anyways. I went to a rebel base. Okay. There's like still the rebel bases around, whatever. You have to clear them out, get loot, whatever. There's a rebel base, right? And I said on stream, I said, did someone on the Horizon team go over to like the Assassin's Creed team and said, hey, can you make a couple like levels for us? Because this feels like Assassin's Creed Odyssey, like, encampment right now. Like
a stronghold? Is it kind of like...
It wasn't big. It wasn't big by any stretch. But you know, like, those little, like, camps around, like, Odyssey that you can, like, you know, go and take out, whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, there was a part... I was, like, going through it. I, like, cleared out this thing. I cleared out the entire thing. And then I saw that there was, like, a secret entrance in, like, a little, like, a river that you could, like, get in and, like, up. So if you wanted to, like, stealth from, like, the river part, you could, like, go do that. Or you could stealth from the front, or you could just, like, run in and kill everybody.
Okay, and I was, like, so there's options. That's
I feel
good.
Like I'm playing Odyssey right now. Like, literally.
That's not a bad thing, though. That's not a bad thing. It's kind of like I was going to say Ghost of Tsushima, but I know you haven't played Ghost yet. So I was going to ask, like, if it's kind of like those strongholds where you can, you know, sneak around and use smoke or whatever.
Yeah. A lot of games have. But, like, the stealth and stuff, like, I feel like I feel like it's just Assassin's Creed Horizon. Like, you know what I mean? Like, which is not bad. I love
Yeah, I mean, it's
like... the newer ones.
Right. Anyway, like with Ghost, we said the same thing then. I remember when I first saw Ghost of Tsushima, I was like, oh, that's like Assassin's Creed. But better, you know? It looked cooler, you know? He had cooler, you know, moves and stuff.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I see what you're saying.
It just feels like that. And then with like we were talking about earlier. Oh my god, the board game makes it feel like The Witcher.
The Witcher.
There's a whole ass game in my game, like, and I get stuff for it. Like, hello. Like, they're taking notes from everybody, which is cool. And at the same time, I'm like, I don't know what this game is anymore.
You know, it's interesting you say that, yeah, because I feel like I've seen reviews and, like, headlines to the reviews of, like, it's a great game, but it's, like, not doing anything new because it's taking stuff from other games and kind of, like, making it their own, which is not a bad thing.
No.
But I guess if we're looking for, like, innovation or, like, oh, this game to be, like, crazy new, we might not really see that, I guess, is what you're saying.
And, like, literally the newest thing, which is something from the first game that they already had, was the fact that you, if you're attacking an enemy, you can knock certain parts off of that enemy and then use them later in crafting, basically, right? If you, like, target certain parts of the machines, you can knock pieces off. It's called tearing, but you tear off pieces of the machines and you can use them in other stuff later, and you might need them for upgrades or whatever,
right? That's cool.
But that's, like, kind of it. Like, that's the only thing that this
the thing where you're, like, gliding? I mean, I know that's, like, Breath of the Wild and, like, other games.
Glider?
That's new for Horizon.
That's new for Horizon. It definitely is. I just got it, actually. I got it, like, I don't know, like an hour before I finished streaming. But it took me a while to get it. But I'm doing, like, side quests and stuff, so...
Yeah, you're probably taking your time on certain things. I see.
I mean, like... Yeah, it's not for everybody. It's not Game of the Year for me.
Mm.
But I'm gonna play it because I played the first one and I love the world and I'm starting to like the story a lot more.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how this is all gonna wrap up because literally, like, the whole thing of this game is, oh, we thought we wrapped it up in the first game. Surprise, not really. And they're trying to deliver on that, so we'll see where it goes, but...
Yeah, because for me, I mean, it's no secret, especially on my channel, and I've gotten a lot of dislikes over the years with my Horizon takes, because I did think the first game...
Revolutionary.
Yeah, but I did think the first game was, like, good, it's just not amazing, or not, you know, the story I just felt like was a little, you know, flat, it kind of dragged, so that's why I asked about the story with this one, like, if it's better, that's a good thing. Pacing needs to be better. Like, I just wanted it to kind of improve on, like, stuff like that. Because for a game like this, story is important. I know not every game is the same. And some people will argue with me sometimes or with other people, like, well, how come this story is important, so important here, but you don't care about it in this other game? It's like, because that other game is maybe more gameplay heavy or it's more not focused on story, especially, like, Souls games, for sure, that is not as important. But a game like this, or like God of War, Last of Us, like, the story is such the core of of the game. And I'm talking God of War 2018, right? Because that story was important. And the characters are important and development and stuff. And when it's, like, kind of in your face, it's like, well, of course you're going to hang on to it a bit more because, like, they want you to. It's intentional for you to care about that story. So for me, like, Aloy as a new character, this is a whole new IP at first, you know, with Dawn, Horizon Zero Dawn, and it's just like, okay, she's cool, but I don't know, man. She, like it could be better, and I always felt that way. So I'm going to play it. I'm going to get around to it after Elden Ring and after some time goes by, because it's a lengthy experience, because you got all this side stuff, and especially if you want to do side stuff, like, you're going to need time. Like,
it's crazy, too, because, like, I don't know if you're, like, secretly, like, watching this VOD. This scene, like, there's scenes that go on for a while. Like, there's scenes that, like, you just, I, like, put down the controller at times, and I was just, like, enjoying popcorn. The scene. Like, you know, oh, my God. Get your popcorn for this shit, because it's good.
Yeah, it's a lot of that.
Part of that, I think, also is just, like, the mocap that they've done. Like, it's, like, really improved from the first game. I think I said that earlier.
Which is good, because the first game was spooky.
Oh, man.
The eyes and, like, the dead eyes and, like, their faces. It was weird.
Yeah, the dead eyes kind of weird.
So that's good.
I just want to throw out there, too, that not every single character that you talk to in this game has perfect skin, and that makes me really, really happy. Even Aloy. Like, if you get really close up on Aloy, like, she's got some, like, you know, she's got a lot, like, too much redness on her skin.
Like, blemishes?
Because she's out in the world fucking trying to save the world, okay? She's out in the sun saving their asses.
She got some sunburn.
So she doesn't have time, okay? That's all I'm saying. But, like, I really like that, like, there's like, little detail of, like, maybe there's people out who are, like, their job is, like, to be out in the sun more, so they've got, like, a little bit more, like...
Okay.
I don't know.
Freckles and stuff and like
freckles and
pimples, maybe? Is there like acne going on?
I haven't seen specifically acne, but there's definitely some people with that like got like a lot of just blemishes in general.
Yeah, blemishes.
And I'm like, I appreciate that because it's like, yes, there's people in the post-apocalyptic world. There's no.
That's good.
You know, they're just living their lives. They're trying to, like, get by, right?
So you don't want them out here with a full set of makeup and hair did. You ain't expecting that? Like these dudes expecting Aloy to be a supermodel? You ain't expecting that?
Fuck that shit. I'm out. I'm done.
You don't want her wearing lipstick and heels?
Oh, my fucking God. Dude, no. Screw that shit.
Crazy. Who would have known post-apocalyptic, you know, they'd maybe have some blemishes?
I know. Weird. Weird, honestly.
Some wrinkles and stuff, yeah. Well, that's good to know. That's
like
good little details. I like that. Could appreciate
I noticed
that.
The details, though. Yeah. Details are great.
And she does look... I just saw, like, when you were talking about her skin being pink, I saw her cheeks. They were, like, pink. And that's... Yeah, because my skin will get like that. If I'm in the sun, shoot, I'll burn. I'll burn and tan and whatever.
Oh, my God, yeah. Exactly.
So that's good to know. But, yeah, just to kind of wrap up, like, what I was saying, too, though, and, like, you brought up the cutscenes, and it's like this loop, right? You like do a couple things, you follow the objectives. You see on the left side, there's like objective. Yeah. You kind of hang out with that one dude. You're like, okay, you take out the enemy. I'll take out this enemy on the left, and he go to the right. Mm-hmm. And you kind of do that, and then you have like a cinematic. And then you do the next thing. And it's like there's this loop that Sony, I feel like, and other games do it too. It's not just Sony, but Sony it really does it like with these games.
Yeah.
And I feel like
it's really good, though.
It's good, yeah, but it's like a whole mood. Like, you kind of have to have the time for that. You got to have a mood for that beautiful game, and you're just, like, going to be looking at everything. But gameplay-wise, like, that freedom of, like, oh, I just want to go play. Like, you kind of got to wait a little bit and get through, like, these cutscenes and get through the beginning.
I mean...
You know, and just kind of...
There's enough, though. Like, if you want to, you can just break up the cutscenes. Like, if you're going cutscene to cutscene, that's going to be... so much in this game, I feel like. But, like, it really, like, helps that, like, the world has enough stuff in it, at least at the beginning parts. Because you're not actually, like, you don't have access to everything right at the beginning, right? It takes a while to get to, like, the very big part.
Once it'll open up, maybe then.
Yeah, but, like,
freedom.
In the beginning, there's still enough stuff that you can, like, break up those, like, heavy story scenes with, like, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to see what this monster is. I'm going to kill some monsters maybe on the way, you know? So, yeah. And then Dave said, did Char already talk about the water? Erica, the water in this
game? It's beautiful.
Holy shit. Oh, even on the PS4, I was feeling it, bro. It's beautiful.
I've seen a clip on Twitter. Someone's like, I want to just swim in this thing. I'm like, yeah, it looked pretty good. Because it was like real clear, you know?
It reminded me of when I was playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I know I'm like referencing Odyssey a lot. But like, it reminded me when I was playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey and you're like swimming in the fucking ocean or whatever, and it's like that clear water beautiful. With like the nice blue, and
like
I
you just like, want to swim it.
Here all the time. Like I want to just be in this water right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
It was is that, but like, you know, rivers
it's all
and lakes
clean.
And shit.
Yeah, I nice. Like that. Yeah.
And then
shoot.
Like the little like ripples that she makes. Also, she has different animations for how deep the water is, which in hindsight seems like a duh moment, but like I'm from the PS2 era. We didn't get that. Like there's animations for different levels of water? What are you saying?
The details. What? Yeah. The details are insane. Like,
if it's up to her ankles, she'll still walk normally. If it's up to her shins, she'll start doing like it's a kind of like a struggle for her to move through it kind of a thing. And I was like, I literally
it's realistic.
Like, these are the things I notice when I'm playing my games now, and I'm like, I was losing it. I was, this is so cool.
Yeah, yeah. Games are on a just, it's so crazy, like, when you really think about it. Like, that's why I still gush about water and I gush about things, because I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful. Because growing up, dude, yeah, we went through games.
Went through it.
At the time, we thought we were awesome looking, but man, yeah, I mean, we've, like, went beyond so far. It's just so crazy.
So far.
Like, so,
it's crazy.
Like, I think it gets to the point, too, where, like, people, I guess we're so used to games looking gorgeous that people nitpick games like this. Like, oh, the plants aren't moving enough. Or,
oh, fuck that shit.
Or like, you know what I mean? Or yeah, her skin has problems or she's not pretty enough. And it's just like, dude, are you
dude,
even you're losing sight of what we have. Like, this is gorgeous.
Are you seeing this game? Like, it's crazy. It's crazy, like, how people will hone in on that shit. And I'm just like, I'm over here, like, I'm like,
yeah,
man, look at how she walks in the water. Isn't that sick?
Like, imagine you're 10 years old and you see Horizon.
Oh,
you see this game and you would blow your mind. You wouldn't even know what to think.
This is a video game? What the
like,
fuck?
Back in the early 90s or something, right? You see something like this, dude. Your kid brain would explode.
That's what you think, at least.
I mean, it would for me, but like,
But
we're older, you know. Well, I am. But like, kids now, they're growing up with this stuff, so they're so used to it.
I know. Isn't that nuts,
dude?
Get them to play some PS1 games; they'll know pain.
They can't go back. If they start with stuff like this, they ain't going back to no PS1.
I'm giving my kids Spyro. Let's fucking go.
My kids are starting with Spyro. The basics. I ain't even gonna show them this yet. Be like, hey,
how are you gonna show them?
Be like,
this?
Mom, what's this new God of War? No, that don't exist. Go play Mario. Here's a Super Nintendo. Here you go.
You can't even avoid spoilers on Twitter. How are you gonna keep the games from your kid, man?
I'll do it somehow, man. I'll do it.
Oh
no,
my
but,
God, lock him in their room and force him to play.
They gotta learn, man. They gotta learn.
If you can't speedrun Mario 64, you don't get to play the new games.
Oh, can you imagine, like, my kids just like, Mom, can we do this thing? Not until you beat Mario 64. Get your ass in that room. You got two levels to go.
You
get in there.
I don't want to hear it, all right?
Oh, shoot. Did you beat your fastest time yet? Nope. Get back in there. You ain't going outside.
How many weeks did you need for speed?
Mom, we need We need our vitamins. We need to go outside. Nope.
Nope. Nah. Not until you finish A Link to the Past.
Anyways, though, that was a good explanation of Horizon. Game looks gorgeous, even on PS4.
It's great.
I forget you're playing on PS4. I'm watching it as you're talking.
I know.
I'm just like,
they did a really good job. They did a really good job of like hiding the performance. That sounds wrong, but like, you know what I mean. Like, they did a really good job adapting it for PS4. So.
Born Gamer in the chat does bring up a good point. It says, do kids care about graphics? They play Fortnite and Apex. They like the colorful stuff. I guess.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said, like, Spyro. If I give them the new Spyro, like the remaster, but
true,
it's just colors.
That's a good point.
Like, it
may
look good too, but it's just colors.
It's going to be crazy going forward. Like, imagine in 10 years, are we going to look at this game and think it's outdated? It's so beautiful, right? But in 10, 15 years?
I don't think so.
I don't know, man. The realistic ones don't age well.
I mean, that's you're right, but at the same time, I'm coming from that I still think Final Fantasy 13 is revolutionary. Like, that's for me. That's just me. But, like, I still think Final Fantasy 13 looks fucking amazing. This game's gonna look amazing still. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, it's colorful. I think that helps it, but, like...
It helps.
I'm thinking, like, a
lighting?
Game...
Lighting? Oh, the lighting! Oh! Sorry, I just... Oh, man, I keep looking at it.
Yeah, the lighting's crazy.
I wanna play it.
But, like, let's say you take a game... Like, just talking about graphics now, but let's take, like, The Last of Us, for example, against Ori and the Blind Forest. And in 10 years, which one looks better? It's like the art styles, man. I mean, like, the art styles, like, will live longer, certain ones, you know?
That's true. I mean, so, there is some merit in that. But also, like, how far can we push it in 10 years? Because I feel like we're getting to, like, the peak of stuff now.
I keep thinking we are, but then I'll see something else. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I feel like...
Like, how much more realistic do they need to go is what I'm trying to say, I guess.
I don't know, man. You can, like, see the pores... In their face.
We can see the pores already.
I know, that's true. I don't know, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how far does it need to go before people say, hey, this is enough. Like, we're good. And then they just, like, because at that point, I think once we get to, like, the graphic part, which we're already pretty much at, like, I feel like, I know we haven't hit, like, the ceiling or whatever, but, like, we're pretty much there. So, like, after that, then what? They have to improve on the gameplay.
What's the gameplay gonna be? Which could be good for us, because if the graphics peak, then the attention to details will come back even more so.
One would hope, okay.
Yeah.
Because literally, Cyberpunk.
Am I right? That's the thing, like,
it was so graphic heavy that, like, gameplay kind of suffered. It was also just pushed out the door, but, like, you know, all that stuff, blah, blah. Which, by the way, the upgrade...
They got that. Yeah, they got that. I know, that's news, right? They did get the patch. I'm still hearing there's issues, though. But it's better.
A huge game, I would imagine. Yeah, I've heard it's better.
Yeah, but it wasn't ready. A lot of these games come out, they're just not ready. They're crunched.
I want to know, like, where the crunch is happening. Is it happening on the graphic end, or is it happening on the story end, or, like, what the fuck?
I can only imagine the graphics. Like, the more... I mean, Cyberpunk's got that big world and all that, and
I think one specifically was the graphics. I think, because, like, and then, like, the AI, like, trying to, like, you know, code in all of the AI for, like, the mobs, the crowds or whatever, that seemed like it would be a task.
Because my hope, I'll end it with this, with the graphic part and, like, going forward. I was playing, I think it was when I was playing Dark Souls 3 on stream. And there was this random, like, mini boss that started chasing me, right? And I went through this, like, corridor, like, this door, and it couldn't get through. And I was saying to my chat, I was like, in the future, I want him to bust through that door. And, like, bust, like, it, like, that's how I see the future. Like, the graphics, I guess, peak a little bit, but the particles and, like, what you do in the world and, like, how everything's destructible, I feel like that should increase. So imagine, like, a Dark Souls game. He doesn't stop at the wall. You can't cheese it. He just busts through. He's knocking things over, chasing you, and there's just stuff flying, and you're having to run. Like, I just feel like that would be, like, the future, you know? That would be crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you just give it more, like, attention to other parts.
Mm-hmm.
So, in that case, do you think Elden Ring is going to look good 10 years from now?
It's going to have that Souls look 10 years from now. It's going to look like how the original Demon Souls looks now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to look kind of, like, ugly. It will, because people are already, you know, criticizing and say it doesn't look next gen because it's still kind of hanging on to that. You know, because they prioritize gameplay, right? And that's what they do. Yeah. It looks better than what the games have come before look like. Elden Ring looks good. To me, I think it looks great. But in 10 years, I could see myself looking at it like it looks like the original Demon Souls or something.
So
it needs to they need to look better going forward.
Is it stylized enough, or is it over-stylized, or is it, like, it's too much of the same of, like, Dark Souls? It's like you look at it and you're like, oh, that's Dark Souls. Oh, but it's actually Elden Ring. Oh, but is it? Like,
is it? Yeah, I mean,
I just want to know,
you look, like, at it and you're like, that's From Software. You look at it, you're just like, dude, that you could show somebody.
And there's something to be said for that. That's
it's an art style.
It's an art style. It's choice.
It's choice.
But, like, Maybe this is why the Dark Souls just don't appeal to me so much. It's like whenever I'm looking at a Dark Souls game, it's like they all look the same.
You're one of those, Char. It's in the details. It's in the enemies. It's in
This is
the.
stupid to say because I'm literally coming off of like Horizon Zero Dawn and Horizon and everything. Of course, they look the same fucking thing. But like those are sequels. Like that's different, right?
Yeah.
Like Uncharted 2, like Uncharted is also sequels. It takes place in different places, whatever. Dark Souls is not sequel, is it?
What do you mean, not a sequel?
Are they like direct sequels of each other? They're all in the same
They're,
world, different.
yeah, they're connected. It's like Demon Souls, then,
Okay. Never mind
yeah.
that. My right,
Even
never mind. This
Bloodborne
is
is
a
like
stupid,
somewhat connected. They're not, they're like
stupid combination.
spiritual.
Don't listen to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, spiritual. They're not like.
Even Elden Ring, they're saying there's like connection to Dark Souls,
You
so.
should you should test me. You should test me and get like screenshots of all the games and Bloodborne and like everything to see if I could like tell the difference.
We should do that.
Because I
Maybe
bet
next time.
you
Maybe
couldn't.
next episode. Maybe we should
I
do
bet you
that.
I couldn't do it.
Because we're gonna be
And
talking
Demon
Elden
Souls
Ring
too.
like crazy. Yeah, we're gonna be talking that next episode for sure. Because we'll all be playing it by then, and I'm gonna get some guests on
Except me.
here to
I'll still be playing Forbidden
to.
Oh my god.
Shoot. And speaking of Elden Ring, let's go ahead and watch this trailer. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me
No, that I'm not like
move this
I'm
over
not like sighing because
here.
I don't want to watch it. I'm sighing because this is a 6.5 minute overview trailer.
It's gonna be weird because yeah, we are a podcast, and for the audio listeners, you're gonna be like, "Huh, what's happening?" And we're not gonna give a play-by-play because
Erica can count us
obviously.
down.
Yeah. So open yours up, get it ready. Let me go ahead and switch over. I'm gonna have to
Yeah.
do this. What am I doing
I'll put it
here?
in chat here, maybe.
So I'm just gonna do this. And then we got to go. Where's it at? Where is it
Erica's
at?
setting up the stream part of it.
Elden Ring.
I don't
There it
know where
is.
it
There it
is.
is.
You have to find it.
All right.
All right. Are you gonna go on go? 3, 2, 1, go, and then we go kind of thing?
Yeah, I gotta turn it up. Let me make sure like
Turn it
audio is
up.
good.
Turn it up.
I haven't seen it yet, you guys. I've been waiting. It came out today. Red Bull, I guess, did this like live stream. It was sponsored by Red Bull, and it was an Elden Ring stream. I didn't
Awesome.
watch it because I'm like, I don't want to see no more of them talking about it. I want to see trailers, but not more than that. I'm kind of at that point. I just want the game.
For sure.
So they put out, I guess, a new trailer. It's an overview trailer, 6 minutes, and we're gonna watch it and
6 minutes.
just react to it, I guess. We've never done this before on the podcast because, again, we're audio and it's like kind of different or whatever. You ready? I'm
I'm ready.
scared.
Why are you
I
scared?
don't know. Because I know I'm just gonna be like, I need it, you
Wait.
know? Let
Okay.
me. Let me okay,
I
so.
had to check my stuff is right. Okay. Yeah.
So we're at 0, 3, 2, 1.
Oh man. That tree though? I wanna know what's up with the tree.
These frames looking nice.
The frames do look nice. Durgan!
Elden Ring
The
Why does
water
the
is an
font gotta
action
look like fucking Lord of
RPG
the Rings to me?
set in a dark fantasy world.
Who this though?
Hopefully audio is good for the chat. Let me know.
Enter the
Look at the
lands
tree, dude. Love
between.
that tree.
A place of boundless scale
Yggdrasil.
and untold mystery, where your journey to
That thing
reveal
looks
the
crazy.
fate
of
I wanna
the
know how big
Elden
the world
Ring
is.
unfolds.
It's gonna be huge. 10 times the
Yeah,
size of the network
what
test.
does that mean? Power
That doesn't mean
The
anything.
lands between
Oh
is
shit!
ruled by
Who's
great
that?
heroes.
That's
Those who
Godric
have
right there.
inherited the
That's
blood of the
Melania. No.
Primarchy
Is
as
her name
well.
Melania? One of
Oh,
them's
there she
Melania.
is.
Extinguish thy flame.
Audio's good. Okay, cool.
Dude, this guy looks gross.
Char, look at that. Char, come on, man.
Wow,
You
it's Breath of
could
the
go anywhere.
Wild.
You play
Wow.
as a descendant of the Tarnished.
That's new. I haven't seen this.
A group of heroes
Ooh.
once banished from the lands between. When the Elden
Is that
Ring
like
shattered,
heads hanging?
the very source of the Erdtree's blessing was
Maybe.
disrupted, and eventually the exiled Tarnished found themselves
Ooh.
being led once more by long-lost grace.
Ooh, ah, yes.
I offer you an accord.
The goat. There she is.
It's my girl.
As a tarnished, hey.
You'll that's set the wife. Journey to the lands
between. Rich that's with mystery. So cool. And I love caves. Danger. I love cave
oh. To face the former heroes. I haven't seen that yet. Oh.
Pumpkin head.
Oh. There's gonna be so many bosses.
Oh my god, there's actually so many. It showed a lot just now. Jeez. Comprises massive, dense play spaces,
teeming with threats. Dude.
You'll face many fierce. Oh, look at that guy.
Oh my god, these frames look sexy.
They do.
Who's that?
Oh my god, the pot. Those who brave these catacombs, mines, and caves will find themselves adequately. Oh, glowy mines.
I love the lighting right there in that cave. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that a double spear? Eventually reach a legacy dungeon.
Oh.
Complex and intricately built dungeon map that connects seamlessly with the surrounding landscape. What is that? What is that?
Flying enemies with swords on their feet.
Oh,
those are gonna be some.
Those are gonna be.
Those are gonna be some bitches right there. I'll tell you.
That's gonna suck.
Ooh, ooh, those are gonna kill me at least 5 times.
And offer a high level of freedom for explorers.
Use the map to assist with navigation. Look at the map.
Place beacons. Look at the map, it's so pretty.
Do you see how big?
Okay, I don't know. Fast travel to previously discovered checkpoints. It's really big.
Fast travel,
of course, first. I mean, some world. Trusty spectral steel at any time, anywhere outside of dungeon. I want to know how different all the areas are going to look. Excellent mobility, making it possible to venture
further and higher into the lands between. Use that.
Can I go weird?
Huh.
I think the rocks look good.
The rocks?
The rocks look many good. I know that sounds weird, but. And goals. I am the Lord.
That boss, I feel like he's gonna be freaking hard.
To reveal their backstories and learn of your shared place in this world. Oh, wow. Freedom extends far
beyond exploring the. I love how they're just all like this. Your character can be thinking.
Yeah,
look at the character. To armor and different characters. The magic you can do.
Yeah, the magic.
Oh, take that horse. Oh my god.
I can jump at people? Don't tell me I can jump.
You can jump, yeah.
Don't tell me that, man. I'm gonna be playing a dragoon.
There's a jump button.
Dude. I'm a dragoon.
Look at that. Look at the customization. Look at the bear.
Damn. That bear is huge. What the fuck?
They gotta show that reindeer again. I need to see that again from before. They haven't showed it in a while.
Using materials picked up. Okay, the UI looks a little bit better. I don't really like the Dark Souls UI every time I see it, but like this looks a little bit better.
Firebombs and other consumables that offer a range of benefits. This music is so hype.
No, the music is good. Is that a hand? Oh god.
Big ass hand. With his middle finger up in the air.
Literally.
He's like, what?
The Southern according to the situation, is key. That goes. Oh, cool. In particularly dangerous situations, you may choose not to engage the enemy. How many?
Oh, that monkey! Outflank or escape. Just let them fight and stealth away.
Yeah, for real. You can also join with players from
other worlds to journey. Explore, there we go. That's us, Char. Look at us. Look at this.
I'm gonna be late to it though, so.
Oh man. Dude, that's the move I would do. I love that move.
What the fuck is that? That's cool. The expansive world of the lands between is abound with
danger, intrigue, and mythological drama. Dude,
abound with danger?
That.
Oh my gosh. Is
that a lion? I look like a panther or something. Rise,
tarnished. Is that a necromantic spell? Let's go.
Rise and become. Rise. Oh my god, that freaking fire weapon!
Dragon head?
Yeah!
Badass, man, badass. Go.
Char.
What?
Char!
So Erica!
Good, man!
25th, man, 25th.
The six minutes flew by.
I know.
Yeah, the 25th.
Shit, man.
It is the 19th right now as we're recording. This is 5 days away.
Less than a week, man. Less than a week.
The good thing was she was talking a lot. So for the audio listeners, it's not too bad. It's an overview. So if you could hear the woman talking, hopefully audio is good. If not, you're...
Yeah, it's just going over like what we kind of already knew.
Yeah, if not, you're hearing us.
Just a little bit new. I think they showed some new bosses, maybe.
Oh, a lot. Maybe they're mini bosses because they're not super huge, but they were very cool looking. I was hoping they would show that reindeer again. I mentioned that it was like this one in the air. It was like going like that in the air with its legs, and it had like horns and stuff. I haven't seen that since. I guess that's a good thing because I'll be anticipating that boss. There's going to be bosses that are just going to be like, wow.
Yeah.
So freaking crazy. Yeah,
the world looks crazy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I like ruin stuff. So, I mean, there's a lot of ruins. That's fun.
Showed a lot of magic.
Yeah, there was a lot of magic happening. It's going to be interesting to see like the mage players.
I feel like we have to watch it again. I'll just play it in the background. Let me restart it. But yeah, that's...
What class are you starting? Wait, didn't they release the classes?
I think somebody asked that, right?
I didn't see... Well, yeah. But like, I didn't see the classes. I didn't actually read that. Was it a tweet? I think it was a tweet. Let me find it. I think it was a tweet.
Oh, wait a minute.
They released...
I effed up real quick. I lost this chat. I lost the chat, guys. Hold up. Okay.
If I don't get open world burnout, I might pick up Elden Ring. Yeah, see,
that's the thing. Yeah, the burnout could be really real, and I hopefully people don't get that.
Yeah,
because it's not fun, man. I went through that.
Though. Especially if you're playing what I'm playing.
Yeah, if you get Horizon and then go straight into this.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Yeah, it's a risk. Do it at your own risk.
Hey, where are the classes, dude? I saw the classes. I swear to God.
There's pictures out there and stuff like that.
I mean, they have them on their
super hyped
in one place. Okay,
super hyped, man. Somebody was asking though. Oh yeah, go ahead, name them.
I'm just gonna see them like on the Twitter here. We got Vagabond, Hero, Warrior, Prisoner, Bandit. Astrologer? I want to say Astrologian because that's Final Fantasy 14, but that's not what it is. What else was there?
The samurai in there. Mm-hmm.
And there was one more to eat. Wretch and Prophet, I think, were the last two, I think.
Yeah. Wretch is like the, I can't think of the word
nothing
right now.
Class?
The nothing class, yeah. The hard class. But the bandit is like the thief type of class. You have that small little knife and sneak around.
Oh, Prophet is a healer. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they kind of have like a little write-up on all of them. I haven't read them yet.
But
Confessor is a church spy? What?
A what spy?
A church spy adept at covert operations, equally adept with a sword as they are with their incantations. So it's like a magic sword class. Interesting. Samurai's what it sounds like.
It's gonna be crazy, man. I'm just looking at it again.
Warrior is two blades at once. Huh. Wait, what's a prisoner? Prisoner is bound in an iron mask, studied in Glinstone sorcery, having lived among the elite prior to... It's a magic class? Prisoner's a magic class? What the fuck?
There's a couple of them. That double-sided spear, though, was
Dude,
sick.
That double-sided spear...
I want to try
that. Is
that
a sword or a spear? I don't know. That thing looks cool.
Either way. Those freaking birds, though. I'm telling you right now, those birds are going to give me trouble.
Those birds are going to fucking get your shit.
I wonder if they're going to be kind of like Sekiro, because Sekiro had these flying things that came in, like, spin down, and they would, like, come at you, like, head on. I wonder if those are going to do that, or they're just going to be, floating and flying. I don't know.
Nah, I don't know.
Either way, they're going to be annoying.
Yeah,
they're gonna be annoying either way, but no, as far
Born,
as
huh? Born Gamer in the chat is built different. If you like the genre, how would you experience burnout? I play JRPGs back to back. I actually don't know how you do that.
Okay, you're built different, I guess. Like
built different, man. That
I don't know.
Is crazy.
I need variety. I need variety. Yeah. Like I need some small when games in between, indie games thrown in there. Like mix it up.
When I finished Assassin's Creed Odyssey, I didn't even want to look at an open world game for like another like couple months. I was like, I can't do it, man. So, yeah.
It's real. It's a real thing. At least for us, it is for sure.
Yeah. Variety is the spice of life, my guy.
I need variety. I can't do it. Like, if I did open world games all year, I think I'd go crazy. Oh my God. I think I'd go crazy. Because you need something to just kind of refresh your palate and just kind of give you something different. And then you go just back to what you love, you know?
Yeah.
But
finally getting a map. It's essential for... Yeah, the map. I like how the map looked like a map that would be in that world. I like it when they do that. I mean, it's kind of an obvious thing, but they could have done like a less stylized map, you know what I mean?
It's really cool. It looks like it's like hand-painted or something. Mm-hmm. And then it's not littered with junk. It's not like a, you know, a Ubisoft situation where, you know, you open the map and it's just like, here's all this stuff. Go do it. It's not like that. You could put
waypoints. I would hope you could waypoints. Filter it. The Ubisoft ones you can filter.
True,
sometimes.
True.
You filter the stuff. I hope at least if they have a lot of the waypoints that you can filter them. Also, I hope you can set your own waypoints.
Yeah, you
that's,
can.
That's always helpful.
Yeah, okay. You can. Yeah. That's so if there's like some cave or something, you just put the little, oh, I want to go over there, put the waypoint. That's yeah. Nice. So there's, yeah, it's got the quality of life stuff. Like I've been doing videos about that, like how they've, what's the word? Like, cause it's an open world game. So they've had to change their style of like their previous games and do things that's like open world stuff. That enemy with the middle finger.
that
was funny.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, there's God. A spirit, so you can use spirits to like help you fight and stuff. Look at that. That thing, I guess, is like putting out poison.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm showing right now is like these little I didn't even know that was one of them. You could grow like plants and then poison comes out, which is cool.
I wonder how many there's gonna be. It feels like there's gonna be a lot.
Yeah, you like have to kill enemies to like get their spirits, basically. Mm-hmm. So it's incentive to go and like search for them and stuff like that.
Is it like a chance drop? So you have to like do it a couple times maybe to get the item?
That I'm not sure. I don't know if it's like a specific enemy. Like you kill them.
That's what they would do though. Like maybe not with the bosses.
Like it's a random?
That's what I'm saying. Like if it's a boss one, then you might have to like reset the boss, which I don't think they would do.
No. They wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. Because in the past, like with the Dark Souls games and stuff, when you would kill like specific bosses, they would give you like a ring or like a spirit, not a ring, but a spirit, like their soul, right? And then you would take the soul to infuse your weapon, and it was that specific boss. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I feel like they're gonna do that with the spirits. You get the specific spirit,
but
and you take it.
If you get the spirits of the trash mobs, would the trash mobs respawn? Because it's an open world.
Oh, right? Oh, they'll respawn, I'm sure. Because it's freaking From Software. Yeah. Even those big boys, because man, I'm losing my voice and stuff. Because I played the network test and there's a big boy on there that I fought. He even respawned. So, like sometimes you'll think, well, the big guy won't respawn because that's like a mini boss or something. But nope. He was back. I'm like, damn, okay, well, this is how it's going to be. So I feel like a lot of this stuff's going to respawn.
I'm curious to know how they're going to do.
If it wasn't.
How they're going to... How did they do bosses? Is there like still like a boss room, like the fog, or you have to walk through or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's good, though, because then you can like prepare accordingly.
Yeah, you'll have like it's a grace point, not a bonfire. They call it grace, where you sit down. Is it grace?
I don't know.
I'm already forgetting all the terms and
whatever.
Stuff. But you sit down. We'll call it the bonfire. It'll be next to it, right? But
yeah,
the cool thing, and I think what's gonna help like you and like people who, you know, man, this boss just is kicking my ass. You know, you're gonna have those moments. You can just leave and then go back to the open world, go farm, go explore, and be like, yeah. I'll fight you later, and you can come back later, you know, so.
That's going to be me so hard.
You're going to have that option a lot. I'm sure there's probably going to be a couple linear points where you're like, well, I need to do this. I need to get through here. But for the most part, you're going to have, like, freedom to just do that. So it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of...
It'd be so awesome. Yeah. I won't have time to play it.
Oh, man. Yeah, shoot. Next time you'll be here, I'll play it.
I don't know when I'm going to get to it, honestly.
Well, whenever you can, I guess. Whenever. No rush, no pressure.
I'm a filthy scrub that is going to get Kirby when it comes out in March.
You're getting Kirby?
Yeah, of course I'm getting Kirby.
Oh my gosh.
It's like my birthday. Any game that I want that's around my birthday, I always get. And Kirby comes out on the 23rd and 25th, I don't remember. And my birthday is 27th, so that's my birthday game to myself.
So hypothetically, if Elden Ring came out on the week of your birthday, you would get it?
Probably, yeah.
Damn it. Why couldn't you be born February 25th, Char? Damn.
Oh my god.
Nah, but
I'll get it eventually. I'm just, you know, I got Horizon, and then I don't want to buy two big ass games in 1 month, so you know.
Freaking Kirby. Like, I did see that Nintendo Direct or whatever the thing.
I should watch the whole thing.
It was all right. There's a couple.
It's literally
of gems.
Just Kirby Odyssey, and you know what? I don't like Mario. We know I don't like Mario. I don't give a fuck about Mario, but Kirby, I'll die for Kirby.
I've never played a Kirby game. Ever.
That's fair.
I've never
There's
played
only
one.
Like 20 Kirby games.
I don't know why. I just never got around
There's a
to
lot.
It.
Hey, maybe not 20. I'm making that
You
up.
Know why I think you're excited for Kirby?
Why?
I didn't even need to say it. Mouthful mode? You trying to get a whole mouthful, Char. That's what you trying to do.
What are you saying?
You saw Kirby taking... He was covering full cars, full... I don't even know.
Like, have you seen the memes of the Kirby like...
Oh, I've seen it all. Yeah, people
so
out here lusting
funny.
For that freaking pink little
it's
circle.
So fucking funny, bro.
Lusting. What is he, a fluff ball? What the hell is Kirby? Is he a cloud? What is he?
He's like rubber, basically.
He
like
got shoes on, right?
He's got feet, yeah. I don't know if the shoes or if it's his feet. Is he going barefoot? I don't know.
And he's a boy, obviously. He's pink, and he's just a pink fluff. And he eats things.
I don't...
He sucks things. Right? Like, what is Kirby? What is it? That's how I would be playing it. I'd just be playing it, being all analytical. Like, what are you?
You don't ask questions when you play Mario. Why not?
Because he's
why
a, can he's Mario a man. Jump like that? He's a
but
man.
Then, why can he jump that high?
I want to know
okay?
who they are,
no
Char.
Fucking... Okay, no. You shut the fuck up right now. This man, Mario, all right, this man eats a flower and he changes clothes and he can shoot fire, all right? Explain that to me.
Because he's a man with powers. See, Kirby, I can't even describe Kirby.
He
I'm like,
he doesn't have powers. He gets powers from whatever he eats, which is like mushrooms, leaves, flowers.
But at least I could describe it. Kirby's like, well, what is Kirby? I don't know. He's a pink fluff that eats things? I don't know. Who is he saving?
He absorbs the power.
Well, I got questions. I got questions about Kirby. Who is he saving? What's the point? Who is he saving? Like, what's the point? What's the plot?
Usually saves the world from evil.
The world?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay.
Like, the first couple games is him. He has to defeat Dedede because Dedede is, like, gonna take over the world. He's literally, like, the Bowser of Kirby.
Freaking Glinzer in the chat said he's a pink hole that sucks things. Pause. Major pause. I didn't say hole.
He's literally a black hole within like a cute pink rubber. I don't know what the fuck he's made out of, but you know what I mean?
I need to look this up. I'm gonna go wiki Kirby
later. There's no
later.
Lore. There's no lore. I don't
What's
know what
the
you're
lore?
Gonna think you're gonna find. There's no lore.
What is the history of Kirby? How did he come into existence? What is he?
That is a very good question. I've got the origins of Kirby as well.
It looked okay though. It's got like it's kind of open world, right?
Okay.
Isn't it?
Play Odyssey? I don't remember.
No. Wait. What are you talking about? Odyssey?
Mario Odyssey.
Oh, Mario. Yeah.
It's
yeah,
literally
yeah.
It's literally just Mario Odyssey but with Kirby and like.
Yeah, I played Odyssey. Yeah. I stand up and cheered.
I won't play Mario Odyssey. I'll play Kirby Odyssey though.
When I beat Mario Odyssey, I stood up and I freaking was like beautiful. Wow. I had a tear in my eye.
Oh my god.
Nah, yeah, it looks like that. It's kind of, I guess it takes on the personalities of, like, what he eats or whatever, and he becomes a car, he's like a taxi, he probably runs people
Erica,
over. I don't know.
Erica, did you not play Super Smash Bros. Ultimate?
Who? Listen, Kirby, I'll say this about Kirby before we're done with him. When I played the original Smash, I hated Kirby because you couldn't get him off the damn island. You couldn't get him off the platform because he would just float back. Yeah. Like, get this pink.
And then you can, like, suck people in and you can, like, kill them with your own life. And, yeah.
Like, get this pink puff butterball ass out of here. He won't leave. Pink ass fluff. Sucking things. Get your ass out of here, man. No, but Anything else before we go? We've been chatting for a going right now. We're going.
I don't know, man. We do be talking though. We do be doing the thing. I don't know, man.
It's Pepto-Bismol. That's what he is, man.
Pepto-Bismol. Oh my god.
That's what he is.
So funny.
Shout out to Kirby. I did not expect to talk about Kirby man. Tonight.
That's true.
Went from Elden Ring to Kirby. How?
It's because I'm getting Kirby. I'm getting that game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Around your birthday and stuff.
You don't do that? You don't see like what's coming out around your birthday and you're like, I'm gonna get that?
I look at it, yeah. Well, like last year, freaking Diablo 2 came out on the same day as my birthday. Remember? And I was like, oh, I wanna play Diablo.
Wait, what? Diablo.
Diablo 2, the it came out on my birthday.
Whatever.
So I was looking at it.
I don't know when your birthday is.
September 23rd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it came out that day. So when games come out, yeah, sometimes I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll pick it up. Or, you know,
yeah.
Metroid was like that month too. So I had Metroid.
Yeah.
There's certain games.
Last year, though, my birthday week, because it's usually a week, right? They release on different days, whatever. But my birthday week was Monster Hunter Rise. So that was...
That was perfect for you.
Perfect. I think it was. Or it was the one before. I don't remember. It was very close, though. So I was like, you know what? Monster Hunter Rise. Let's go.
A lot of Nintendo games, sure.
You know what? We in here. How many years did it take? Oh, wait, no, not in years. But, like, how long were you like, oh, you should get the Switch, Char? Why are you not get the Switch?
Yeah, I was telling you.
Char, where's the Switch? You should get the Switch, man. And then now I have it, and you're like, about that Switch, though. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
That thing
you wanted
dusty.
Me to get the Switch? I got the Switch. I'm playing the Switch.
Collecting
Erica
dust.
Don't even play.
I don't even know where it's at.
Erica don't even touch the Nunchucks anymore.
I was saying that though, because yeah, the Switch was hot like at first. It was really hot for me.
Now it's not, apparently.
I'm like, Char, when are you gonna get a Switch? And then you finally get one.
I got it and it was already in the trash for you when you oh my god.
Nah, I still pick it up. I picked it up for Metroid. And then I put it back down. I have drift on my damn stick too. I still gotta fix the drift.
Ah, shit, man.
That's the whole, yeah. Anyways.
Grand Blue Fantasy Relink should get a release date next month. Let's fucking go. That's gonna be fun.
Good show. You don't even know what it is. Today. Good show.
Good show. It was just me talking about Horizon, then you talking about Elden Ring. That's literally
pretty
that's
much.
The show. Thanks for
that's
coming,
the
guys.
Show. And Kirby's big ass mouth. Sucking
like
things.
That, you gotta make people think things, man. You gotta say it like that.
That's the vibe we're on
and
in 2022.
We talked about Lost Ark.
It's a new year. Oh yeah, we talked about Lost Ark a little bit.
A little bit.
Shout out.
I don't know. If we, oh, sorry. Go ahead. Shout out.
No, I was gonna say shout out to the chat, and the live viewers, because you guys make it more entertaining for me. I know for sure. For me, it does.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll be talking or you're talking and I see somebody say something funny in the chat. And it's like,
I know. Same. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Does Elden... Not Elden Ring, sorry. Does Lost Ark make you want to try other MMOs?
Kinda. I haven't really thought about other MMOs.
Would you get a... Do you think you would get addicted?
I thought, yeah. I feel like I have potential to get addicted, but... I don't feel.
Don't be telling the drug guys
I don't
that,
feel
man.
Addicted though to Lost Ark.
Okay,
yeah.
That's fair.
I have fun that's with fair. It, but then I have my sure. fix, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm done. I don't want to stay on
fix,
it more
man.
Than like
what's
2 hours,
fix, man.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about it after like an Elden Ring is. I'm gonna be thinking about it all day when I'm not playing.
Yeah,
it. But
you
like,
finish it.
Right. I'm gonna if a boss is beating my ass, I'm gonna take a break. I'm just gonna think about how am I gonna beat this boss. How am I. Like, MMOs, I don't think could ever really have me like that.
Yeah.
Thinking
I mean,
about it,
co-op.
Dreaming about it and
I mean,
stuff, you know? Like,
I
loving
guess
it,
it
that
depends.
Much.
Like, if you ever got to the point in Final Fantasy where you're going into, like, the high, like, the high-level bosses, and you went in blind, not knowing how to do them, I feel like you'd get
I would die.
A little bit.
I would definitely die.
You would definitely die.
I almost died to that boss last night, remember? There's some boss I was struggling with. You were in the voice chat, yeah.
Oh.
I beat
that's
it.
That's not
but...
even. I don't even know how you struggled on that. That guy's not even that bad.
Because he did this sucking... The sucking gets me, man. The sucking move. He had, like, a poison thing, and then it sucked me towards him. So I was getting caught.
And then you just dodge out of the way.
I was cooled down. I couldn't do it.
You couldn't run dodge out of the way.
I tried, man. I was getting sucked in and then pushed out, and it was a whole thing.
I felt like something was weird with your weapon, but then I remember... I'm trying to remember when I did that, and I'm like, I think I was doing about the same amount of damage.
The sucking gets me, yeah, Eric. The suck. Shout out to Eric, man.
The suck.
Eric, every day, we have a DM with troubleshooters, and he's just like, oh, Elden Ring, because that's like the clip. Like, clip of a guy saying that. Mm. So that's like, he just says it every day, because we're just waiting for this damn game. We need it.
And then you won't shut up about it on Twitter. I'm gonna have to, like...
I already know, people. I already...
Like, Erica, every fucking retweet, I'll see Erica talking about Elden Ring, man.
I already know people probably, like, pissed off at me. Like, God damn, Erica, shut up. Like, I already know. But listen.
How many videos have you put out about Elden Ring since, like...
Oh, God, I don't even know. 10?
January?
Oh. Probably, like, 10 or so. I have one more going up tomorrow. My last one before the game.
Wait, no,
is tomorrow.
How the fuck do you have that much content to talk about?
Is it because of the network test? There's a lot to talk about. Yeah, I was in the network test, and then there's like the news that comes out about like the difficulty. So I talk about that, and I focus on that, and then.
Oh my God. Sure.
There was a boss they tuned down from the network test, so I talked about him because I beat him. So I'm like, okay, I didn't think he was that hard, but I guess they felt he was too hard, so they rebalanced him. They didn't nerf him; they just rebalanced him. Sure. So I just like things that I just talk about. All I want to do is talk about this game. I'm so obsessed.
Well, I'm excited for you to get your game.
And
never shut up about it.
Once I have it and then it happens, it's like, okay,
then you'll shut up.
I'll shut up. I promise I'll shut up. Then my subs will leave.
yeah, for real. Oh my God. Are you going to do, you know, your boss videos for everything?
Oh yeah. I'm going to do that. That's why, man. It'd be awesome to get it early, but you know.
Preparing yourself.
Yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready to work. And I'm off for a week. When the game comes out.
I saw that. Oh my God.
So we're going in, guys.
How did you swing that? Were you literally like, hey guys, so like I need to take some vacation time? Like, you know.
So I have a pretty sweet deal where like my job rewards me for like a year. Like if I do really good in the year, I get like a rating.
Gotcha.
And they reward. I get to choose between leave hours or money. And I choose the hours because it's smarter.
And, right around Elden Ring time.
They, for some reason, were silly enough to give me 40 hours. I'm like, say less. We're taking a week off.
We out.
I'm going on vacation, guys. Deuces. Oh, what you up to, Erica? What you going to be doing on your vacation? I'm relaxing.
Not much. You know? Not much.
Maybe get a massage.
Making content for Elden Ring every fucking day.
I'll just be, you know, living. Breathe
in. Watch, guys. She's gonna put out like 4 videos in a day. She's gonna beat all these bosses, then edit, and she's gonna be a machine.
Yeah, I'm gonna go in. So stay tuned for that. You watch me on my channel and stuff. What about you, Char? What you got going on? What you doing next couple weeks?
Until our next episode.
Yeah, what you got?
Bro, I'm playing that Forbidden West, dude. So Forbidden West, if I beat it before my birthday, will be the last game for my 30 under 30.
Oh yeah, Char's turning 30, you guys. Dirty 30 over here.
Oh my God.
What are you guys gonna? What are you gonna get Char for their birthday?
Oh my! What are you getting me guys?
I gotta get you something. 30 is a big milestone.
I just wake up one day in Steam. It's like Erica has gifted you Elden Ring.
Shoot! Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised.
Oh my God!
Shoot! Yeah, maybe it'll be cheaper by then too.
But yeah, so I've got a huge video planned for 30 under 30, which is, if you don't know what this challenge is, I've talked about it before, I think, but like, I wanted to beat 30 games before I turned 30. So, starting from my last birthday and until this coming birthday, I'm very close. I got one game to go, so, yeah.
Question, are you going to stream on your birthday?
27th? I mean, I'm off, because I don't have work. So oh, unless you're not doing something like...
You're not affiliate no more on Twitch, though.
Mm-hmm. Nope, I'm not.
We ought to hit that PayPal, you guys.
PayPal, oh my God.
We'll hit the PayPal instead of the subs and all that. Hit the PayPal.
Shut up.
You're going to get an email. No, I'll probably... You're going to get an email. You've been gifted Elden Ring.
Emails. Like 10 emails.
Don't be surprised.
I'm making a list. Yeah, no, I'll probably stream on my birthday because I'm off. There's like a grace period in between school years here, which is literally just hits it right on my birthday. So like I go back to work on like the first or second week of April. So I'm off. I'll probably be streaming every day if I can. So I don't know what I'm going to do. It's going to be wild.
It's going to be wild. Do you think I should, the first night for Elden Ring, you think I should stream on Twitch or on YouTube?
Ooh.
Or both. I'm debating. I guess. Well,
if you do both, risk the contract for Twitch.
Technically, there is a contract. We're not supposed to do it.
I mean, oh man, that's so hard.
I'm debating VOD
on YouTube, just straight up.
I kind of do the first couple hours. I kind of do.
You could do the VOD thing on Twitch, edit it, and then release it on YouTube, just like a long form.
I ain't gonna have time to edit that.
You don't have to edit it. You just need you just need to highlight the clip, download the clip. It would take a while, but like.
Mm. I guess my audience could weigh in on that. I mean, the YouTube audience obviously be like, oh, YouTube. We'll see. Follow me on Twitch, though, you guys. I'll be streaming Elden Ring like crazy.
Keenan, shut your fucking face. Stop.
Keenan, last super chat says, FYI, Shara has an Amazon wish list in their Twitch about section. And the birthday is at the end of the month. March. At the end of March.
Fucker.
I should do an Amazon wish list soon.
It's nice. It's also very concerning because Keenan's gotten me stuff off of it and it surprised me and I was like, what the fuck? Don't. Mm. I forgot I even had it.
Because that's like surprising, yeah.
It is very surprising.
And it gets sent to your house?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That's probably not a good thing that people know my address, but...
Turning 29.
What are you gonna do? What are you all gonna do? You gonna come to Japan and knock on my door? I don't fucking think so, man. Not in this country.
Shoot, I am.
In COVID? No. You can't even get in this country.
You're right. That's true. You have protection. That's true.
Yeah. I got border protection.
Damn. Anything else you wanna say before we go? We just rambling now.
We're just rambling.
We're doing like after
show. We had a really good show and now we're in the after show.
We ruined it. I think we ruined it. We should end after Kirby. I think it should be done.
Ah, shit.
It's all good.
And we'll find something for the after show.
Yeah.
By the way, if you want to listen to the after show, get on Patreon. You can listen to our after show there. Erica, you got to put it up, but like, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So if you want more stupid like this content of just us shooting shit.
Pretty much.
Patreon's the way to go. I don't have a link for Patreon. I am failing at my life right now.
Patreon.com/thebacklogpod. You could just put in the chat, I guess.
I will find it and put it in the chat.
But yeah, you guys, that's our show. Hope you enjoyed. I know we didn't really touch on, like, news topics. I mean, we're just touching on the games.
No.
That's what we do here. Like, we don't... If you're new, you didn't expect a lot of shows like this. Like, we, talk about what's interesting, and if we're playing games or looking forward to certain games like me right now, that's what I want to talk about. I ain't trying to talk about some random news thing. Like, I think we glossed over Cyberpunk. We glossed over it, you know? We ain't playing it, so it's like...
No.
And I hope that our audience, let me just say this, like, I hope our audience can appreciate that, because there's a lot of podcasts, and this isn't like to bash them or nothing like that, because they do focus on news, and that's where you go to for news, and that's cool. But sometimes, like, you know, being a guest on those shows, or just, you know, I don't even care about those games, or I don't really care. So for my show and our show, our show.
You heard it here first.
Damn, I caught myself. I like to just, like, do what I couldn't do on those other shows, you know, and just focus on, like, what really matters to us. And it ain't no damn Cyberpunk, I tell you that.
Mm-mm. I mean, no. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but
we're talk about what, also we're gonna talk about what we know. Like, I don't know if you guys have like followed the podcast a lot, but like a lot of the news just goes over my head. Like, I don't even like know about that shit until Eric shows me it, and I'm like, what? So.
Yeah, that's exactly it too. Yeah. And like I said, it's not a diss or nothing to others because they do the research. No. Like, they know their topics, and then
that's good though.
It's interesting to hear from them because they're passionate about that. They're interested in that. But me, I'm just not. So it's harder for me to care about certain things. So I don't really bring it to this show. So I hope our audience can appreciate that and just listen to a couple of gamers playing games, and then we talk about them, and then, you know, whatever we really love, we talk about it.
Yeah.
And we goof around and we talk about big mouths sucking. So I had to throw that in there.
This podcast, let's get out of here.
Hashtag Kirby. Hashtag Kirby.
Shut up.
Oh my God. But yeah, next episode, I'm going to end with this, Shar. Next episode, we might
be going to be you talking about Elden Ring.
Well, we are going to talk about Elden Ring. We're going to have a guest, maybe two.
Sure.
But we are going to be talking about something else that's kind of wild.
What? What happened?
I ain't going to say it now. I ain't going to say it right now. But we're going to be talking about something then. It's going to be crazy. So stay tuned.
Okay.
You guys are going to trip out.
Yeah.
But that's it, you guys. We're out of here. Have a good week, and we'll see you in 2 weeks, all right?
Keep gaming.
Yeah.